On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, longtime friends Simone Sotelo and Alfonso Cornejo talk about Cincinnati's Hispanic community and what inspired the creation of the long-running local Cincy Cinco Festival. This conversation was recorded shortly after the 2017 Cincy Cinco. The music is by composer Alfonso Victoria.
You remember very well that 15 years ago, there were a group of kids in UC celebrating Cinco de Mayo, and they were drinking for the whole week. And they turned around a car, putting in fire.
They put in fire. Yeah. And then threw a couch on it as well. I remember that.
And I remember that we getting together and saying, you know, we need to capture that date to make it a family event that is not offensive to Hispanics and to the population. And that was the creation of our Cincy Cinco Festival. And we just this past weekend, we had one of the most successful events ever. 14 years.
It was 14.
14 years of doing that Cincy Cinco Festival. It's a charity festival. We're very, very proud of that. We give away every year money to organizations that support the Hispanics. We have given away $370,000 in 14 years. So those are one of those things that if these kids haven't been drinking for a week and haven't turned this thing around, maybe we will have not gotten together and say, let's create a foundation to do this.
Well, and I think that there is another aspect of it that is as important, and that is one of the outcomes that you and Neil, when you created that, what you wanted to accomplish, and that was not to have this festival for Hispanics only, but to bring the community into it and reach the point where you could say that we have 50% Hispanics attending and 50% of the community at large. And I don't know what you think about it, but from my perspective, I think that now we could have probably more community than even Hispanics you think about it.
And I think that's the idea. People are curious about our culture.
Yeah.
And some might people be afraid, or they just, you know, I don't think that's the majority of the cases, but I think people like our music, people like our food, people like, you know, we're, I think, a very, very friendly community. So I think that's been working very well for us.
You know, something that Robin, my wife, brought to my attention, he said, you know, when I was there, I realized that I don't remember in any of the festivals having any kind of issues of violence or disorder or anything like that. And when you gather so many people, I think that speaks a lot.
And I think, for example, this last weekend, we had a very special thing because we had a guy, a composer, a composer song. You remember Alfonso Victoria? We did this the world premiere of this song on Saturday, and I saw, I don't know, we must have, I don't know, 1,000 people in Fountain Square, and everybody was Viva Cincinnati, Viva Cincinnati. I think it was a transformational thing for me. I think I felt so proud. I mean, we are lucky that we have this guy, this composer, who's so smart, and help us. We're planning to use this anthem or song for many other things, because that's this city has a lot of attractiveness for everybody, for the newcomers. I love the city. I have my three kids, my four grandchildren here, and I think it's one of the best. But I think will be a good idea to remember this, because this is the first song that we have for Cincinnati.
Del mundo, soy un pájaro viajero, y aquí decidí hacer mi nido, ciudad de gusto provinciano. Hermosa en las cuatro estaciones, puerta de oro de Ohio.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.
Le dije que sí a Cincinnati, sí que sí, Cincinnati. Dile que sí a Cincinnati, quiero decir, viva Cincinnati.